What you're about to see are dramatic pictures of Ian Tomlinson being struck to the ground by an officer. With a weak heart, minutes after, Tomlinson is dead. These scenes were captured at last week's G20 protests in central London. This footage was obtained by the Guardian newspaper after the man who filmed it felt that the family of Tomlinson wasn't getting clear answers from the police. The authorities said the death was due to natural causes. Guardian journalist Duncan Campbell says the footage is a vital piece of evidence in uncovering the truth behind Tomlinson's death.
Immediately after his death, the police indicated that there was nothing suspicious about it at all. And a lot of the papers, apart from The Guardian, took that line that this was a perfectly normal death, very unfortunate, but nothing to do with any of the police action or any of the police strategy. And what's now emerging is that it's different.
Just up the road, Ian Tomlinson was approached from behind by an officer. He was struck by a baton and then violently pushed to the floor. Back on his feet, he moved away from the officers, but minutes later, he collapsed and died here. Floral tributes from family and friends read how much he's missed and loved. The official accounts of the deaths say police efforts to save Tomlinson were hampered by missiles being hurled at them, and there was no mention of any prior police contact with Tomlinson. But witnesses have come forward to say only one bottle was thrown and that there was contact with police, as the video now proves. The Independent Police Complaints Commission has begun an investigation. In a statement, Deborah Glass says, it is important that we're able to establish whether that contact had anything to do with his death. Pressure is mounting on the police for clear answers. Questions are being asked about police tactics, and opposition MPs are calling for a criminal investigation. Usma Hussein for Press TV in London.